Welcome to another edition of SKNIS Week in Review, a weekly program that highlights some of the top stories of the work of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis. I am your presenter, Carissa Franks Benjamin. Coming up, St. Christopher and Nevis Social Security Board celebrates its 43rd anniversary and continuous protection of citizens and residents from COVID-19 high on government's agenda for 2021. St. Christopher and Nevis Social Security Board celebrated 43 years of service to the Federation's population on Monday, February 1, 2021. The occasion was marked by Minister responsible for Social Security, Honorable Eugene Hamilton, who delivered a national address on Monday highlighting the past, present, and future prospects of the insurance scheme. He noted that the number of contributors in 1978, the first year of operation, stood at 12,119 persons, with 3.3 million contributions collected. In 2019, those figures rose considerably, with 30,437 contributors, with 99.6 million in contributions collected for the period.
You should all be aware that our Social Security Fund holds a reserve of $1.6 billion. It remains a strong and resilient safety net for the thousands of workers who contribute to the fund weekly and also monthly, as the case may be. In preparation for a timely response to the various contingencies, and very importantly, for the assurance of a secure source of income in their retirement years.
In order to secure the future, the board is considering the current structure of the program and several reform measures. In related news, over 8,500 persons in St. Kitts and Nevis who were negatively affected due to the novel coronavirus pandemic have benefited from a payout of more than EC 22.7 million from the Social Security COVID-19 Emergency Relief Fund. This was revealed by Minister with responsibility for Social Security, the Honorable Eugene Hamilton, during his speech on Monday, February 1, 2021, to mark the 43rd anniversary of St. Christopher and Nevis Social Security Board.
Over 8,500 persons were provided with the COVID-19 fund grants, which served as stimulus payments in respect of the period April to June 2020 in the first instance, and again in September 2020. This was a significant complement to the overall stimulus regime orchestrated by our Team Unity government as its initial early response to the financial challenges facing so many of our people when international and local commerce and industry began to buckle under the weight of the pandemic.
Minister Hamilton said that Social Security's response to COVID-19 was highly ranked when compared to similar initiatives. As COVID-19 continues to evolve, the government of St. Kitts and Nevis remains committed to taking every precaution necessary in 2021 to contribute to a safe and healthy environment that will protect citizens and residents from the worst effects of the virus, said Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Timothy Harris during his appearance on Tuesday's February 2nd edition of Leadership Matters, a virtual forum on ZIZ TV, the first for 2021.
Our focus remains on protecting your health, protecting your jobs, protecting our way of life from the COVID-19 ravages. Working with you, we will see this pandemic through. We have a plan to come out the other side, a stronger and more unified nation with a renewed sense of purpose.
Prime Minister Harris said that the Team Unity administration prides itself on putting people first.
Your Team Unity government, comprising the People's Labour Party, the People's Action Movement, and the Concerned Citizens Movement, is working with you to defeat COVID-19, to deliver better services, to protect jobs, and to look after working families. Yes, we have weathered the COVID-19 storm better than most countries, but I must advise and warn that COVID-19 pandemic is not yet over.
Dr. Harris said that COVID-19 remains the worst crisis of a lifetime, as it has killed some 2.24 million people and devastated global economies, with 114 million direct job losses and reduced working hours. He said that the government of St. Kitts and Nevis was prompted to act in the initial stages, given the unfolding global situation. St. Kitts and Nevis has recently received correspondence from the managing director of the COVAX facility office, providing information regarding the first portion of the assigned COVID-19 vaccines to satisfy the facility's agreement with the Federation. This was announced by Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hazel Laws while appearing on Leadership Matters on February 2nd. She noted that the Federation has signed on to the COVAX facility, which is a global mechanism developed to help participating member states gain access to COVID-19 vaccines.
We were informed that St. Kitts and Nevis can expect to be distributed an indicative number of doses of the AstraZeneca and Oxford University vaccine. We have been allocated 21,600 doses that will provide coverage for approximately 20% of our population.
The start date of delivery of the vaccine is as early as mid to late February, said Dr. Laws. However, this is subject to the World Health Organization, WHO, listing approval process and completion of the next steps, including the implementation of the country's vaccination deployment plan and regulatory preparedness. The estimated supply schedule indicates that 25 to 35% of this number will be supplied in the first quarter of this year and 65 to 75% in the second quarter, said Chief Medical Officer. St. Kitts and Nevis's Regional Integration and Diaspora Unit, RIDU, which was designed to lead the implementation of a range of initiatives connected with the regional integration movement and the diaspora, serves multiple purposes, said His Excellency Lionel Sidney Osborne, head of the RIDU, ambassador to CARICOM, and OECS commissioner, during his appearance on Working for You on Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021, to discuss CARICOM matters. The Regional Integration and Diaspora Unit is a unit within the Office of the Prime Minister that bears the responsibility for leading the country's thrust for deeper integration in the OECS, the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and the diaspora.
Really acting in a way you could say as a post office, that information which comes from the secretariat and the commission is usually passed through the ambassador or commissioner. And one of the things that we're required to do is to make sure that the information gets to the relevant ministries.
Additionally, Ambassador Osborne said that the unit also coordinates and manages a reporting system that covers all of the regional meetings, as well as act as a source of information and dissemination. He noted that one of the goals of the RIDU is to engage in a public awareness campaign so that persons can fully understand and appreciate the work of the unit. And that's it for this week's edition of Week in Review. Join us again next week.